Welcome to Authentically Moms. I'm Jacqueline.
And I'm Sajatha. And nothing's off limits and we keep it real.
Hey, tribe. Gosh, I feel like we just recorded last week because we have been in a festival and like away. So I feel like, oh, we have to record today, like just on the hill. So like, I feel like that wasn't even 7 days ago.
There's a lot that's happened.
Right? Like the last day of school. I haven't even seen the last like kickball game. Like there was so much stuff packed into like these 7-6 days, whatever it was.
Then I bet it felt good just leaving for out of town though, right?
It did. It did. Yeah. So sorry if you hear us snacking. We're late night snacking. Sorry. we'll take breaks. Today's snacks are brought to you by Trader Joe's. What are these?
Trader Joe's lentil. And then
the sour cream and honey. the lentil rings. And then the Siete Churro Chips.
Oh my gosh, they're so good.
They're addicting. So we have our sweet, our salty, I'm on my period, and we have our electrolytes. So we're all good.
We're eating healthy. We're happy. Our tummies are full.
Yeah, yes, yes. So school's over. We made it.
Yes, we're kind of 1 week in. Are we in? 1 week?
Almost. We're like...
Maybe not, 5 days in.
Yeah. But gosh, that last week was an ass whoop.
I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
A lot of commitment, a lot of parent commitment.
Yeah. I mean, it's always like when your student is graduating like that level from the school, I feel like there's a lot of activities. Do they do that a lot for like eighth grade? Is there a lot or?
No.
It's just kind of like a whatever.
Yeah. You don't even get to see them do any walks or anything like that. Nothing.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it's just like, over here, since it's 2 years, it's not really a major, like...
I know, but, like, you can't even go have lunch with them. That was
the whole school year, right? I mean, like, you can't have lunch with them in middle school, right?
Mm-mm. Or I don't think you can have lunch with them in high school, and I don't know if they want you
to. No, I doubt they'll want to. They'll be like, drop me off something. I bet you... Don't they have, like, an Uber Eats table or something like that? Do kids order?
Yeah, I don't know if they have an Uber... I'm sure they do, but, like, I drop off. I'll, like, drop off...
like food
for her, and then I'll tell her, I'll text her, I was like, uh-huh. Oh, there's food, and then they just pick it up. You don't even go inside the building, really. You go inside the door, but not like inside the office, and you put their names, like, anybody can come by.
I know, I'd be like, oh, I forgot lunch, let me go swipe somebody.
Let's go over there and see what's there.
But that's crazy, because I'd imagine that they, since if you dropped it off, what would be the difference of some driver dropping it off? You know what I mean? Like at Uber Eats, like they order that stuff. The only shit has changed, because the only thing that we could get, nothing dropped off, but remember, I don't know if they did this at your school, like it would be like sometimes Pizza Hut would come, mm-hmm. and they'd have like those personal pan pizzas.
Yep.
And I think they were like $5. And then ever, it was so often in a blue moon, it would be Chick-fil-A. Just like it would only be the chicken sandwiches that they would bring.
I remember that with the Polynesian sauce.
I don't even know if they had sauce that they would bring. It was just that.
I always had the Polynesian sauce. Yeah.
And then we had Onus Spunniker, the cookies.
Yes.
Those were so fucking good. They were a little bit warmed. Oh, God. They were like almost just underdone, and they would like all melt together. So fucking good. And also back then, that's like you didn't have to, your metabolism's so high. So like you didn't have
you
to worry.
You could eat anything and not even think about it.
And then what else? And then, you know, they had just like the chicken baskets with cheese that made from like the powdered cheese and stuff. Mm-hmm. So like we couldn't like be picky about what we wanted. And my mom was sure as hell not going to fucking drop anything off for me.
Oh my gosh. I've never gotten any of my food.
Hell no.
No, I just like Rhea, just for her birthday, I had dropped her off. She wanted 7 Brew.
7 Brew? A coffee?
A decaf blonde. Coffee hell with like caramel, no. So I wouldn't get it.
I was like 30 years old when I got introduced to Starbucks. Like, honestly, like, you would think I was crazy. Like, spending $7 on a fucking drink.
Yep.
No way.
And they know all, you know how, like, you have this long list of what you want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, wait, what? What kind of cold foam with that? Like, why is it so complicated? I'm like, your drink comes out to be like $10.
I don't really think. Of course, they're not, like, making the money. I don't even think they have any, like, appreciation for like how much a dollar goes, or maybe I just never forget where I came from, because it literally, like, I have to, like, it has to be like my birthday, like a hard week or whatever, to like spend $9 on a fucking La La Land drink.
I know.
You just and I'm justify. Like, damn, I guess I'm not eating lunch today.
I'm going to enjoy every single sip of this drink.
And they're like, ah, oh, that's what I'm just going to sip at school. And then I'm going to have my mom. Like, we never had Chick-fil-A growing up. That shit was expensive. If it wasn't like a $99 junior bacon cheeseburger from Wendy's, and then we shared fries, and then we ordered cups of water, and it was probably sink water they gave us, that's all we had, that's all we shared. And Chick-fil-A was like, it seemed equivalent of like a $20 meal back then. It was so expensive compared to everything else. And now, like, I mean, I'm guilty of it. My kids, I want Chick-fil-A. Okay. You know, like,
something fancy. mine was not Wendy's.
They just don't know the difference between any of them. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I make sure that they know that, hey, this costs... Well, nowadays, McDonald's costs so much. I know. Now, Bob went and got... He loves the Big Mac from there.
Oh, Chaz is... Yeah, he...
So he loves the Big Mac, but he has to get it without the buns.
Oh, that sucks. Because it's
gluten-free.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He has his own gluten-free buns at home.
Oh.
And he comes home and he goes, look at the size of the meat.
It's really thin, huh?
It's thin and it's like super small.
Oh, it got smaller? Yeah. Got smaller and more expensive.
He goes, for just, not even just the entree, not the meal. Yeah. It's like $7 for that small little.
And no bun. They don't even like give you a discount.
And yeah. I go, wait, what is this? They just slapped it on. I was like, oh, wow.
That sucks.
Mine was, speaking of, whenever I'd go for our meals at it, because we didn't eat beef. So like there was limited options for the dollar menu. Or just Taco Bell.
Taco Bell, because it's real not meat. No, you could eat the meat there?
Chicken?
Oh, I thought you meant like, you know, I didn't consider the beef.
Is it really not beef?
Okay, so.
I've heard
it's made from powder. Like a bag, and you like you empty it and you put powder and then it starts forming crumbles.
So it's like the Beyond Meat type stuff?
Kind of. Oh, like it's. So my brother-in-law, my sister's boyfriend, my husband, used to work at Taco Bell, and he told us that that's how it was made. And of course, it's probably like 20 years ago, so I don't know how the process is now.
That's so interesting. But that's probably why it tastes so good though, right?
I know, right?
There's something about Taco Bell.
I don't get it often because, God, it does give me the shits, like, big time.
Really?
When I was pregnant, like, if it had been closer, I'd imagine I would have gotten it a lot more. But sometimes, like, I was like, oh, I just need that. And now I get it because I kind of have to get it, like, if we're on a road trip and I don't want burgers. That's kind of like the only other option I can eat while I'm still driving.
But then then you get to go home and then you get to the place and you're like, okay, I'm actually regular. Yes.
Speaking of that and shits and stuff, at Bottle Rock, right? Yeah. We went to Bottle Rock, we went to Napa, and it's me, Chaz, and my best friend and her husband, and we always go. This is our third year going together. They've been going longer than I think they've been going for the past 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so ever since the first time we went out there, we were like totally hooked. And it's so nice. It's always different. Like, you know, what's interesting is that the headliners this year were like not as impressive as the past couple years, mm-hmm. but like the other artists were so good. There were so many artists that were so, so good that we were wanting to see. And guess Flo Rida canceled the day of. I was so fucking pissed. I was so mad.
They can do that?
I mean, I guess they can. But like apparently someone read that it was due to transportation issues. But then someone was like, that fool was posting he was in a hot air balloon in Napa the day before. So like, he probably got too wasted or something, but everyone was really fucking pissed.
I would be too.
Yeah. You know?
So how was it though?
It was so good. It's beautiful, gorgeous weather. So many great, I mean, we walk like 7 miles a day because you're just like walking from all the stages and stuff like that.
Really? Okay. So you go around. Okay.
Yeah.
And I thought you had your own little area.
We do, but then we go to the, so like at each stage you have like the VIP area that gets you in like in the front, but then also you have that other area. We get sky deck tickets where it's like on the top of this like area, two areas by the main stages. Two main stages, you walk up to the highest deck and there you get all like free drinks, like whatever you want. And then you can see, you're like on top of above all the crowd, like all the, you can go into like the floor and then they have like your special section to go to.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So like when Benson Boone was out,
oh my gosh, I told Aryan,
I was like on top, Benson Boone fan. But like, it was so crowded, the whole, it was like a sea of people. And that was also when like my mushrooms kicked in. Uh-huh. So it really looked like a tidal wave of a sea wave of people all the way to the back, like on repeat, like, but he was so good. He was so good.
Is that the one you started crying on?
Did I cry?
You're like, oh, you're making me cry or something. I saw it on, you had posted it, or maybe you don't remember.
Oh shit. I don't even remember. Maybe. I don't know. But I did not FaceTime you this time. So the first day I took, I took the shrooms and for some reason, like it never kicked in. And I took like another little dose and I don't know. It just never, it
is
just never kicked in.
Church?
He had to go to, it's a different church. Okay. We had to go to a different church this time. But it's still like the same thing. But then the next day, I could tell when that switch kicked in. I was like, oh, yep, it's kicking in. It's already, yeah.
It's the same one though.
I don't know if it was the same type. It's from the same place, but I don't know if it was like the same type.
You didn't bring any back?
No, girl. But like, again, I am full on board with like micro dosing. I think it helps so many people. Like I heard so many stories of people like total alcoholics and then they start like micro dosing and it's helped them like not even want to do alcohol. They just, but again, everyone has their thing, right? So people like don't drink, they do edibles or like smoke, right? Yep, people don't smoke, but they do shrooms or whatever. So you just have like very profound realizations and thoughts that like you go like
pretty deep,
three levels deep in your brain, and it makes really sense. And the good thing about it is that you remember all these things, so you're like, wow, that was amazing. Now of course if you take too much, so much, you're not gonna like OD on it, but like you will feel like horrible, and like that's when people I think have like horrible trips or hallucinations. But like
that's what I'm afraid of.
I didn't hallucinate. What it makes me do, it makes me see all the details. Like you look at the trees and all the leaves feel like they're swaying independently of each other. Or like you look at the canopies or flags and they all seem like very beautiful and very like aware. You're aware of all like the freaking little grass things, the grass spears, you're aware of all that.
But it's not exaggerated. It is what it is. But you're just noticing it.
I don't, it's not like bigger. Are you talking about like as a,
is it exaggerated?
I don't know. I mean, I guess it's one and the same, right? You know, exaggerated, or I notice it more, or you pay attention, because you can always see a flag moving, but now it's just like so beautiful and you're just like, wow, like you're just like really in a calm, like euphoric, you know, state. And I didn't want to leave. Like Chaz was like, oh, let's go see this other, and I was like, no, I'm in my home right here. I'm very comfortable. I had made friends next to me. They're my best friends. They're looking out for me. I was just like my little, and the thing is like, I feel really tiny too. So I was like this. I feel real like tiny. I don't know why.
You're like a little girl. Like
I know, but it was so cool. And I was just like, just jamming out to you know, it was just really cool.
You just wanted to be stayed.
Yeah. And then they came later to see like the other next act. But like there's so many good things playing at the same time. Right. So when Benson Boone came on, they were over there at another stage watching like someone just as good. So you have to like Benson Boone or Noah Kahan. Right. Like, who do you want to see?
Okay. So you were okay just being by yourself.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Tiny self. And be
yeah.
Like-
and so that what I was telling is Chaz, like, maybe this is like the third year we've been there, but this was the most fun that we had. And I feel like we just like have it down so much that like, I don't care. We no longer care. Like, okay, so you're going to stay here. Okay. I'm going to go on this stage and we'll meet up later.
Yes.
Like we know where everything is at. The crowd is very different than like a Coachella crowd. So like people are older and they're not like mean. They're not, I mean, there are some assholes everywhere. Right. But they're not like, hey, watch your stuff. You don't have to like be all crazy because people go to Coachella and like any of these festivals, like just to steal phones or just to steal shit. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But it's like a better crowd. It's a little bit more family friendly. So like when Cascade was on, Green Day was on.
Okay. So you had to pick and choose.
So me and my best friend's husband picked Cascade. And so Chaz was over there on the other side. And so like we both had a great time and then we met. So it's always great. And then we share a house in Sonoma. We go wine tastings in the beginning. So like that was really good. It's beautiful. It's beautiful. But the allergies are crazy. Like, we all had to take Sudafed. We all had to take Allegra. We all took Afrin. Like,
really? It's worse over there?
Yeah. Yes. Hey. And you could tell, like, everyone was, like, sniffling. And
I hear it in you, but I thought it was from last week.
Yeah.
Remember?
No. Yeah, I know. It just, like, got a little worse. So, it was a great trip. And then we stayed again. We stayed one night just in Napa, just Chaz and I, just to kind of, like, reconnect. And we had a really good time. Like I said, I think it's like important to do all those things.
You didn't leave anything behind this time, right?
No, but we didn't use anything.
You took it with you.
And the vibrator I did bring, oh my God, it was like my Old Faithful because none of the other ones were charged and like I was in a rush to get out of here. So I was like, I almost didn't find it. And then I was like, oh, I found it. Not Old Faithful anymore. That shit is in the trash at the Archer Hotel in Napa downtown. It did not work. I was so mad.
Yes. You told me about. Yep.
But I've had it for like over a year and a half. I mean, it was $11. But I was so mad. I was like, don't talk to me. Because you're like really in the mood. And you're like, oh, you know, maybe twice.
Does the mushrooms do that?
So I didn't have it that day. We just like took gummies. I took gummies. I took like some love gummies.
Okay.
So, because, you know, they're legal there. Mm-hmm. So, this matters. So, we had bought some. And so, I was like, ooh, yes, great. Like, how many orgasms am I going to have? Yeah. I'm going to have one, but it wasn't from a freaking vibrator. And it took a while because we had been drinking all fucking day.
Yes, that's always, like, prolonged.
You know what I mean? Yes. And so, I was, like, counting on homegirl to just be like, hey, I got you, girl. No worries. Womp. No. So mad.
Did you bring some love gummies back?
No.
I thought you did last time, remember?
Yeah, but no, we're all good. We're all good. I have some left over from a different time. But what did you do?
Nothing. Can you believe that?
Yeah, nothing? because we were so exhausted from last week. I believe it.
I don't think we've had a weekend where we didn't do anything. So I was like, we're not doing anything. We had whatever anybody wanted to do. We like went shopping, went out to eat. I found a cool quesadilla place. Remember when me and Bob had gotten really sick?
Uh-huh.
He found one because we can just pick it up. But they're open till like, I think 4 a.m.
Oh, shit.
And they're like next to a club. They have gluten-free quesadillas. Any quesadillas that you do.
Wow, that's great.
And it's so good. So Rhea, we had it. And the next day, we had some leftovers. So we had her try a little bit. And she's like, oh my gosh. She hasn't had quesadillas in how long?
Yeah.
Except the ones she makes at home. Uh-huh. And so she's like, so the next day, like, we kept on partying for her birthday. So we're like, okay, whatever you want. So we took her.
Yeah. Oh, and, that's awesome.
She loved it. So it was really good.
So I was thinking, I think we can do this in two parts. So I've been thinking about doing this for a while, but okay. I think we should do it next week with other girlfriends.
Okay.
After a wine night. But I was thinking about, now they call it icks, but I was thinking about turnoffs that we have and okay. how the turnoffs have changed between from when we were younger.
Okay.
To like now. They've evolved.
Is this what this like deep thinking that you were doing?
Yeah. So this happened at the Wallflower event where I was on gummies and I was just looking around. And I was like, oh my God, like that's such a turnoff. And I was just like, oh, I started making a list. So, okay.
So I need to start on my list.
Yeah. So you need to start on a list, but we can talk about a few now, but I think we should get into like the evolution of icks or the evolution of turnoffs and how they change from when you were younger until like now. Like okay. before a turnoff would be like, oh, like, and this is very general, right? But like, oh, he's been divorced or he has kids, right? Like now you're like, oh, I don't care. It's kind of a turnoff if he's never been married, right? Like if you meet someone at 40 and he's never been married, I'm like,
something's wrong with
him. I don't know. Like, why hasn't anyone wanted to like commit to you or like, why haven't you wanted to commit? And then I was just like looking around the crowd, turtlenecks.
Are we only talking about guys or like?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, guys.
Yeah, no.
I know. But why though?
But like, someone was wearing a turtleneck up.
No, I just included that. Bucket hats, specifically with the chin strap.
Oh my gosh, no.
You know what I mean?
Mm-mm.
The bucket hats.
No, that's not a turn on.
That's not sexy at all. Like, I just feel like you look like a baby.
Do you think like, when you're younger and now, do you think cowboy men, like cowboys? Like,
oh, that's ooh. Fucking hot.
Okay.
Yeah.
With like the belt and the boots and the tight jeans?
Yes. Okay. But you have to have a booty though.
Yes. You've got to have like somewhat like a nice body.
And if
too.
You can see like some not package.
Not everybody can pull that look off though.
Oh, I know.
There's some guys who are like, ooh, because it's really hard. In
yeah.
my opinion.
And you can either look cowboyish or like rockerish. Yes. With boots now. Yes. And I think I'm for both.
I don't know. I like the cowboy.
But if like Jason Momoa like fucking rockered out some like pants and cowboy boots in a rocker style.
He's an exception though. Because he's good looking and nice. He's got the whole.
Yeah.
He's massive.
What about, okay, so not bucket hats. What about large straw hats?
No. Ew. No. I don't think I've even seen a guy in that. So like, mm-mm.
Yes. Okay. I'm going to give, this is strictly based on you not liking the music being too loud. Not on a condition or your doctor said this or whatever. This is based on a guy saying, oh, I just don't like hearing the music too loud. Not because it's going to cause damage or anything. A guy who wears earplugs at concerts.
That's weird.
But you see it a lot.
Yeah, but then what's the point of coming to a concert?
I think some people do have like medical conditions and stuff. But like if you're just like, oh, I just don't loud like music. So like I'm going to wear earplugs. To me,
are you getting the full?
I mean, I don't think so, but.
But yes, I do see that though. I've also see. Like multitasking.
Like what?
I don't know. I feel like they're listening to something. And like,
oh,
they're somewhere. Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
Like, I see them at like a lot at the volleyball games, right? You're watching a game.
Oh, well, duh. Yeah, because they're for like 8 hours. I'd be listening fucking.
But like even at just a regular Netflix. Game, there's like always like having.
At a regular game, like.
I cannot do two things. I can't do that. I'm not focusing on
yeah,
this.
You cannot do that because I can. Remember how you always tell me, like, how do you go shopping and listen to a podcast?
I focus on, like, oh, what's...
Oh, I'm always multitasking, but that's probably because I can't sit still. Okay, what about men with creased starch jeans?
No, absolutely not. Mm-mm.
But that's what we liked before.
High watering?
Oh, God, no. No. But, like, that's we liked what? The creased jeans before, though. Like in high school,
that's
when like the
true.
Prep or look
like
was
even in middle school, yes.
Oh yeah, the starches the better where they stand up on their own.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know about that now.
What about a guy who drinks tea, not sick, but just likes drinking tea and not British?
So in our culture, we drink chai.
Okay, not Indian.
No, that's weird.
Like. You know,
I mean, I don't know. They drink coffee.
I know, but there's something about some slurping guy who no, just somebody, some man who just orders hot tea, you know, at a restaurant or just anywhere.
I don't know. Bob does, and I do in the cold. Like he'll drink a little bit of my green tea or something.
That's fine. I'm talking about men. Men.
Bob is a.
But he'll He's Indian, okay?
Okay. Non-Indian? Okay.
Non-Indian.
Honestly, I don't have an opinion on that one. What's your opinion on it?
I don't like it. It's a turnoff. Unless Chaz is sick, right? Unless Chaz is sick or whatever, like, I don't want a guy to be like, oh, that's my thing. I drink hot tea.
Okay, so if you wanted to, like, you wanted to go to a coffee shop and he doesn't drink coffee, you're like...
Yeah, that's okay. At a tea place, at a coffee place, yeah. But, like, if we're at a... At a restaurant or anywhere else or like just normal. Yeah.
So all that that tea bags that you have.
That's why they're still there for like a long time. They're probably old. What about men who shave their armpits?
I haven't. No, I mean, it doesn't bother me either way, but I don't really know anybody that does.
What if you saw a guy?
Well, no, they did trim it. They do trim it whenever they play volleyball.
Okay, but like a man. Mm-hmm.
They don't like shave it, but they like trim it to the point where there's no hair. That's okay.
Athlete aside. Athlete
they're
aside.
Not athletes. They're my friends. I'm okay with that.
But like shaved because they're pumped up and they don't like hair anywhere. So like they shave everything.
That's weird. That's just.
Okay.
You need to be hairier than me, okay?
Yeah, because okay. Then I feel judged that you can see my hair follicles.
Yes, because they may have like nicer skin and whatnot. I'm like, oh, wait, shinier legs than me? No, that does not work. No, I need you to be hairy.
Yes.
I look more feminine than you do.
Well, what about tank tops? The muscle tank tops. I'm talking about the one with like the long armpit. Like they're totally wearing
okay,
them for
show. Okay, but like if you... For show, like not playing volleyball.
No, like they're at the Galleria, at the fucking mall.
No. I mean, there are some guys that are super hot that I'm like, okay. But hey, what if he's like super hot and has a nice, what if.
Jason Momoa?
Yeah.
Well, I'm too far to see his armpit anyway, so.
No, I'm saying if you wore like a tank top.
Oof.
Yeah, okay.
No, not one of those. If he wore like an undershirt tank top. I don't like the ones with like the skinny top and like the big holes okay. on the side.
But you wouldn't mind. You wouldn't mind if he had
I would it. Rather him not have it on than have a shirt on.
Those are easy to rip off though.
Who sit down using the toilet. Your face. And then you wouldn't have a problem with him leaving the seat up.
Nobody leaves a seat up at our house.
Okay, but listen. Just a man sitting down to go pee.
Not really. It's not a turn off, but that's kind of weird.
What if your man was the one who sat down to pee?
I just ask why. Like, why don't you?
But that wouldn't make you feel, you'll be like, okay, I'm cool with that.
I mean, there has to be a reason. So I'd probably be like, why?
No, but if there was no reason, he's just like, oh, I prefer it.
I don't know.
And you're stuck with the one guy out of like 50 that sits down.
But is that a real turnoff though?
To me.
Are these all your turnoffs? Like
yeah, really these are mine. Not like the ultimate list, but I'm writing as I'm going. I'm just kind of like, random thought when I write it on my phone. But I want to get our friends together and kind of see how, you know, because like probably before when we were like 20, we'd be like, oh, balding. And now we're like, oh, balding, that's fine.
Okay. Or but is bald. That a turnoff though? Like
it
your
used
preferences
to be. No. Like it used to be a turnoff, right? Like I don't want to date anybody bald when I'm 20.
Right.
But now I'm like, I don't really care.
Beer belly?
Like how huge though?
No, a little bit.
That's fine. Exactly, right? Like before when you're 20, you're like, no.
Six pack.
I know, right? men who are afraid of dogs.
That's, we take, what's funny is like we take Joy with us to the mall.
Yeah.
And you see these people and you're like, oh, they're like scared. I'm like, oh my gosh, this dog is not going to do anything.
It weighs like 9 pounds.
It's not going to do anything to you.
And you're holding it.
No, I walk him.
Men who are afraid of water.
Oh, that's something. Something's wrong with you. Then he doesn't take a shower. Or
well, swimming. Men who are afraid of swimming.
It's just.
We can go on and on. It was so funny because I was sharing my list to my friends in Bottle Rock, and every time they would see something, they're like, okay, add this to your list.
These are really random, though.
I know. Again, this is when I was like high, so. Like guys with dirty glasses. Like smudge dirty. Fingers all over ew. The fucking glasses. And you literally look so foggy from your side looking in. So you know how they're looking out.
Okay, what about grown nails?
Grown nails?
Like a little bit grown. Like
on their toenails?
Both.
I don't like it. And plus Chad's have been known to cut me sometimes, so.
What?
He's been known to cut me with his toenails.
That must hurt. Real bad.
I mean, it's not like a coat open, but I'm like, oh, you just fucking scratched me.
And I cut them down.
I do. I tell them. I just don't think that's something that guys think about. I know Bob really takes care of his like toenails and stuff, but like on the regular. That's why I said, like, listen, if something happens to Chaz, I need him to get married to somebody ASAP because I need my kids to go to the dentist. I need my kids' toenails and fingernails to be clipped because you know that's not happening.
So I've got something.
What?
That just came to my mind. Like, this is with anybody. Okay. It's like a turn off to okay. me. Like, dirty ears.
Oh, yes. Yes.
If I see somebody, I go, let me get a Q-tip. I don't know who you are, but let me clean that up. That's
I know.
So nasty.
I clean my ears every day.
Me too.
I hate greasy looking ears.
Oh, the waxy. Oh.
But sometimes, like, Donovan, I'm like, hey, you need to start eating, you know, I can't be taking care of you all the time anymore. And so sometimes I see him, come here. He's like, Mom, I'll do it later. It's like, no, you will not. Come here. This is so fucking gross. No.
Yeah.
I think so too. I'm like, can you not feel it? Can you not like, and I'm so about that like sometimes if I'm like feeling, you know, cause when you use your earbuds a lot, I think it collects a little bit. So like I'll take tissue, like when I'm in the car, and just like clean and use a tissue in my ears. That's how much like I don't. Mm-mm. I can't stand it.
So there are certain people. I had to look this up.
What?
Because there's certain people who have like dry and some people that have like the waxy ones.
I thought you have to have earwax.
I don't have earwax.
You never have earwax.
I do not have earwax. I don't.
So if you didn't clean your ears for like 2 weeks. What would be on that Q-tip?
Nothing. It'd be like dry. Well, no, not nothing. But it'd be like a dry piece.
The hell?
Yeah.
You don't stink. You don't have a lot of hair. You don't have earwax.
I don't have earwax. Ask Bob.
Well, here's the thing. I think it's a give and take, right? You can't have cheese and you can't have bread. Mm-mm. And you can't have a lot of shit. So the fact that you have dry ears and you don't have to wear deodorant, I'll give you that.
I got some pros.
I like cheese too much. I'll take my earwax and my stinky pits all day, every day.
I'm glad I don't have stinky pits or stinky anything. Because let me just tell you one thing.
Crotch.
Oh,
whiff.
My gosh.
Taxi cabs.
No. I was in yoga.
No. Stop.
And I almost threw up. I almost threw up. I came home and I told Bob, I go, you are lucky that I don't have a smelly hoo-ha.
Oh, because it was a woman? Mm-hmm. Oh, damn.
Both times.
Oh, this. Oh, God.
And it was so bad. Wow. It was the whole time.
You can't. There's no way a woman, if they smell that bad, can't smell themselves.
I thought the same thing. I was going to throw up. Like, I felt like I was going to throw up. I was like, ooh, this is so, I couldn't even focus on my positions. I was like, oh my gosh.
I can't believe he stayed. If I was so close to throwing up.
Oh, it was a packed. I could not get out.
Hey, you know what? I feel like if you bathe every day or every other day, then you should be okay. But maybe there's a genuine issue. I know that there's people who have problems.
They do have problems.
And they also have, especially when you're on your period, it's not your freshest. And so, you know, they sell those pH, like those little, normally you put them up your butt, but like it's a pill you put up your hoo-ha.
Wait, what? No, I don't know that.
Yeah, I have them.
What is it? Oh, you did tell me about.
Yeah. There are these pills. If you want to. Let me pause this so I can go grab them. Okay, so it's by Love Wellness, and it's called The Killer. And it's boric acid vaginal suppositories. Controls vaginal odor and promotes a fresh scent. And a lot of people use these when like you're on your period and or like right about you're going to start, how you have like that extra discharge. And it's like not funky, it's just like, you know, it has like a smell to it.
Yep.
So this is to help it, the pH help it keeps it fresh scent, and it never includes ingredients like essential oils or fragrance, so it's really natural. It's clinically studied to support your vagina, your gut and hormones, and it actually works. And so you do not swallow this. Do not swallow this. This is a suppository. So you just grab a pill.
Your vagina is supposed to swallow it.
And you push it up your vagina with your finger, and it just dissolves. It will come out kind of slowly, but it's not anything like, you know, you have to worry about. But it does help. So we'll link this in the show notes as well, so you can see what we're talking about. But again, it works. And like I just learned about this a few months ago from a friend. So this is a thing. So don't make it seem like you're different or like, why does it smell? Like, it happens to everybody. And that's why they made a product for it.
Yes.
You know, embrace your body. It happens to everybody. Yes. It is, you know, and it probably is a little different. Like from when, you know, we were younger to like now, mm-hmm. I don't know, fucking perimenopause, right? yeah, so anyway, I probably should be using this now because I'm on a period. So yeah, we ended the vacation.
You ended your
Yeah.
You had all your fun.
Well, not really. She didn't come through for me. She's in the garbage. I was like, should I buy another one of them?
You had like five,
I
six
know.
Things. I thought you were going to try your Medusa.
I know. But I was like, let me just, you know, because I was like, I know we're going to come back late from wherever it is. We didn't even try like those nights that we were at Bottle Rock because there was no way. And so I knew we were going to be like either really full or whatever. And I wasn't trying to like figure it out at that point too, because that would have been a new one for me. So I was like, let me bring Oh Faithful, and she did not pull through.
Replace her.
I know. I do. I've had a black one, a pink one. I think now I'll get a purple one. Anyways, that was our podcast. I think next time we should really do a turn off list, and we should have our friends write some. We can all, like, you know, just compare notes.
We should do like a turn off and a turn on.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think?
I think that would be
great. Because I think turn ons are different now than they were when you were younger.
Okay, so give me an example.
I don't think you cared so much about like smell when you were younger. Like it smelled good, but you didn't focus so much on like the colognes and stuff like that. So now like with the everyday thing, I think I can appreciate someone who just still takes care of themselves and makes themselves smell good.
Yeah.
Make sure of that. So I'm like, you do pay attention, but that's not like, oh my gosh.
Right, right.
So now if you still smell good and take care of yourself, that's kind of like a turn on to me.
Yeah. I guess I could think of one like facial hair. I never liked facial hair before. And now I love facial hair.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be fun. We should do that.
We should do that. Yes.
Turn offs and turn ons. All right. Well, that was our show. We'll link the killer on our show notes. So you know what we're talking about. And don't forget to rate us where you are listening to this and share us. Keep doing what you're doing. And we'll see you next week.
All right. Bye.
Bye.